Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Click. You are now tuned in to the Pro Flow for Show Show with Mad Max, Don Megatron, over and out.
E-T-S-U-E-T-S-U-E-T-S-U.
Don't touch that radio dial.
Detour.
Chill out. Detour. We gon' be here for a while.
E-T-S-U-E-T-S-U.
Detour. ETSU Detour.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Hey, Max.
What's up, Max? How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I am good. I'm good.
You eat any leftovers today?
Yeah, of course, you know.
Me too. That's why I'm laying in the bed. I got the ice.
Okay. So, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm talking to Max Entertainment, right?
Oh, Maximum Entertainment Group.
Maximum Entertainment. You said crew?
Group.
Group. Maximum Entertainment Group. Yes. You have a MySpace page?
Yes.
What is it?
It's Maximum Entertainment, or MySpace at slash Maximum Entertainment.
Okay, now, I remember seeing you have an artist on there named Poison Ivy. What's her page called?
Her page is called MySpace Poison Ivy Goddess of Rap, all one word.
Okay. That's pretty simple. MySpace Goddess of Rap. Poison Ivy Goddess of Rap.
Correct.
Okay, cool, cool. Now, how long you been in an entertainment group?
I started Maximum Entertainment in 2004.
Yeah.
So a little less than 2 years. And but my goals and desires have always been focused on entertainment and managing. I initially was going to be a sports entertainment attorney. And,
okay.
Life took me in a different direction, so I started a management company where I could help artists and people with dreams and goals to get out there and reach their dreams, and I just wanted to help more than anything, and at the same time fulfill a dream of mine.
Okay.
To kind of be embedded in the business.
Okay, that's definitely thorough. Now, you're out of the Boston area.
Correct.
Okay. How long you been that way?
I've been in this area for about 15 years.
Okay.
So I was born and raised in Philly and New York.
Okay.
So my goals are definitely focused on getting back to New York.
Okay.
But all my people are there, so I'm definitely connected in the Philly and the New York area.
Right. Now, what's Boston like? Is it the music scene for independents or majors, you know, what's it like?
Well, Boston is definitely going to come up. There's a lot of young, very talented people in Boston. I've gone to different showcases, mm-hmm. and Boston's definitely trying to hold his own. The whole New England area, I guess. Xavier Aeon is from Hartford, Connecticut, and he's just someone I can think of. He's an R&B singer, and he was definitely on like MTV's Advance Warning for like the next person to watch. And I know his song Rockabye Baby and another one I can't think of right now was doing very well, was being showcased a lot on like the Hot 97 stations. And in Hartford and in New York.
Yep.
So, and, you know, album release parties in Boston, but we definitely have some talent coming out of New England.
Okay, New England, that's what they call it. So, okay.
Yeah, it's easier to just say New England because it crosses all the states from, you know, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut,
okay.
You know.
Now, how long have you been using the internet to help, your entertainment
artist?
Company? Yeah.
Actually, we just got on the internet this year, and
okay.
And in the past, like, 5 months that we've been using the internet, it definitely has gotten me networked with a lot of people. A lot of people have been able to help. And my goals of,
right.
of trying to achieve my artist being signed by Major Label, hey, it got me connected with you, which has been a blessing because you're such a special person to me.
Likewise. definitely. It's been a blessing.
Yeah.
I've been messing with the internet since about 97, but I didn't start doing music until like 2000, something like that. So finally it paid off for me to put it like that. Now you have, do you focus specifically on a particular artist like Poison Ivy, or do you have a few different people that you're working with?
I have different people that I'm working with. I have a group out of the D.C. Area, Woodbridge, Virginia, called Two Thirds.
Okay.
They are, hip-hop, kind of almost neo-soul,
yeah.
Afro beats. Kind of reminds me of Outkast. I hate comparing, but just to give you a little flavor of who they are.
Right.
But two young guys, really good. I'm working with a new artist who's an R&B singer. She's 18. She's out of Philly.
Okay.
And her name is Raina. Going to try to get her signed with Maximum Entertainment Group. Her voice is ridiculous.
Yeah.
She can blow some of the best away right now.
It.
So I'm just looking forward to trying to get her up and coming. And then I have the Riddler out of Philly as well.
Okay.
He's definitely one of the hottest rappers coming out of Philly. And he's on the come up too. They all are.
Yep.
But Poison Ivy right now, she is definitely one to watch.
Yeah, I've heard some of her music, and she's definitely got a really thorough style. Very, very what's the word I'm looking for? She's
flow.
Just good.
Yeah,
she can flow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely come up against some top people and some top people from Sony and other places have heard her.
Yeah.
And so, we're working on getting this album complete because we do a lot of mixtape stuff,
right.
And, initially because I refused to put her originals out there yet.
Yeah.
But she's definitely going to give them some competition. And I'm not saying this because I'm her manager, but I'm saying it because I just have not heard another female artist compete. And the thing is about her, it's her stage presence. I mean, you can rap, but if you don't have stage presence,
right.
When she gets on stage, she's electric.
Really?
I mean, she moves the crowd to the point where she's an unknown, and you would think she was known. I mean, to go to a completely different state where you don't have a following, you don't have anyone in the room know you besides your manager, and you get that audience to stop talking, doing, getting drinks at the bar, and just turn their focus on you, is something to be said about that. And to do that with a live fan, I'm talking, this girl doesn't need, she didn't have anything prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like they saw, I let them know she was in the house. They said she's got to perform, and she is on the point where she can just stop and do it. And to me, that's the sign of a true artist, a true talent.
Definitely.
You can't rehearse that.
Get that right.
When your chance is imminent, you just have to be prepared to do it.
Yeah, you got that right. I understand that. Now, with you being in the entertainment field and you are female, Well, usually, you know, it's, let's say it's a man's world or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have you run up against a lot of, you know, discrimination or just certain obstacles that have made it hard for you as a woman or as just an individual?
You know, fortunately, not yet. I mean, I'm waiting for that day to come because I embrace challenge.
Yeah.
And I think that just will give me, you know, that one next thing that I need to be able to show that I can get through.
Right.
But I have been blessed that I've, you know, with some great guys in my life, entertainment business,
yeah,
who have helped guide me, and a lot of the doors that have, or purely because of networking, connections, and the fact that I'm smart.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going to play the game.
You're smart, and you're very beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I got your pictures that you sent me. By the way, you know, Max is going to be the first woman in music on our new showcase, of course, because she told me it wasn't representing right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to make sure I get that taken care of. But, you know, is that something that you want to do in the future? Or is that something you just do in your spare time?
That's more of a spare time thing. If someone asks me to be a part of, you know, of a catalog or a calendar or something, then
yeah,
that's what I'll do. But, but no, my main goal is to represent the artist and help them achieve their goal.
Definitely. Now,
because music is my first love.
Okay. Now, you pretty much listen to everything?
Everything. I'm a music junkie. I mean, I love it all.
Are you willing to work with all genres of artists?
Oh, all types.
Okay.
All types of genres of music. It doesn't matter. It just happened that I noticed that out here that there wasn't any hip-hop female artists that I thought were to the point where they were just so thorough.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought the industry needs
that definite market to be filled.
Yeah, the market is just lacking, you know, someone that's really, really hot. I mean,
yeah,
we have a few artists, but nobody
right,
that I think can, I mean, Poison can go from being a hip-hop artist to doing commercial work.
Yeah.
She's extremely beautiful.
Yep.
And she has a commercial appeal. So, you know, I was looking for that whole package and she had it.
Okay,
so that's kind of...
If people want to talk to you about her, they would contact you through MySpace?
Yes, they can contact me through her MySpace page, Poison Ivy Goddess of Rap, or they could call Maximum Entertainment at 603-988-4280.
That's great. Now, what don't you like, if there's anything, what don't you like about the way people either are putting together music or promoting it, or, you know, just something about the industry that doesn't sit right with you, if anything at all?
What I don't like about the industry right now?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, well, we all know that the game is definitely played, in some cases unfairly. You
yeah,
know, it's just, you know, it's all about, you know, who you know.
Right.
And if I won't name any names right now, but if you're a big name.
Yeah.
And you're on the top of the charts, and then you got people that's down with you and your squad, and then you pull them in, and then suddenly their record's hot, even though they're not really that good.
Yep.
They're hot because you gave a shout out on the album, you know. And there's so many really good young talented people out here who are way better, and it's just that they can't get their shot because the industry is filled with these guys keeping it closed from these true new talents, because they're keeping all their people
right,
and their squad pushing records out, and the records aren't necessarily that great. You don't see them winning any awards. Their boy is,
yeah,
but but they're not exactly.
Right.
So I just wish that the industry would, you know, even if I am the one who is the hot guy right now or
yes,
girl, if there's somebody else, if a demo comes across my desk,
yep,
and it will blow that other person away, I don't care who they're down with, give that unknown a chance.
Right.
That's kind of my feeling.
Well, considering that, you know, that would be great. That would be great. Really would.
perfect world. Yeah, that's how it is. And this business is grimy, so it's okay.
What would you suggest to the artist or the up and coming entertainment manager or whatever? What would you suggest to them to help facilitate and maybe making that happen one day? Go ahead, answer that. I'm sorry.
No, okay. I was just going to say, I think the number one thing I would continue to remind everyone, and I remind my artists, is, you know, be humble, stay on grind.
Yeah.
You know, the hustle is really hard, but anything worth having doesn't come easy.
That's true.
So, you know, and there will be haters, there will be people who will constantly try to discourage you from achieving your goals, saying it's too hard, the competition is tough.
Yep.
All those things may be true, but, you know, if you feel it in your heart, you know, and you can see the dream, you can achieve the dream.
That's what's up. Man, deep words. Who are some of your favorite people in life, whether they're entertainers, educators, or what?
Oh, gosh, I have so many. The list is long. How do I condense that? Well, I will tell you right now, my favorite artist of all time is Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And my dad was just a huge fan and kind of introduced me to him many years ago, and he's always remained like someone that I just always admired from the fact that he had all these things that he could have just stopped doing what he was doing because he had this disability. But, you know, God bless him with a talent that he, you know, decided to share with the world and was able to persevere and make great music. Music that all these artists today sample from, you know, and there'll never be another Stevie. I haven't seen that yet.
So Stevie Wonder, that's a great, great example. What about female people that have inspired you, other than Oprah?
Other than Oprah, because I was going to say, well, we all know Oprah is definitely someone to be reckoned with. I would say outside of entertainment, Maya Angelou.
Okay.
But in entertainment world,
poetry is somewhat entertainment. I think she's an entertainer.
Yeah, she definitely is. I mean, she just gives me words to live by and a reason to feel like even when you think, you know, when you think everything is bad in your life, you know, it's comforting to know that, you know, there's somebody else out there. I won't say comforting because I don't find comfort in other people's misery. But this fact is when you think things are bad in your life, there's always someone who's got it worse off than you. And then you just have to focus back and say, you know what? Well, these are the things that I'm blessed with. Even though this isn't going right, my blessings are here, and I'm going to focus on that. And then I'm going to work with God to make sure that everything else that isn't happening for me right now, well, it'll turn around, because he would never give me more than I could bear.
Okay.
And I don't know, I guess as far as singers, I mean, I grew up in Philly, so, you know, I've got that whole Philly town. You know, Patti LaBelle, Phyllis Hyman, Angela Bofill, you know, they definitely inspired me to love music. I mean, I love the Gap Band. I love all those bands from the 70s, but mainly because my dad listened to that music. So as a little girl, I heard it all. And to this day, I own it all. I own every type of music. But hip-hop is in my soul, too. So that's just, you know, I don't know. I remember when I first fell in love with hip hop. So do you?
That's for sure. It's, you know, you kind of covered up for the most part everything.
Well, good. Well, I just want to let everybody know that Poison Ivy is not to be reckoned with. She is definitely the truth, and I want them to know that they heard it here first. And when they see her on the BET Awards, you know, and best new artist or something, you know, just know that, you know, it will happen.
Definitely.
You know? It will happen.
Yeah, so give me some advice. Give me some advice personally, just as an artist.
Oh, gosh. Well, Max, I mean, you're such a true talent. It's not even, funny from, you know, your production and beat-making ability to your lyrics. No, and your lyrical flow. So, I would say keep doing it.
Okay.
Just keep doing it because you're great. And don't let anybody discourage you or make you stop. And I'm going to be there supporting you, and you're going to be on the come up when I come up.
Yes,
so.
Sure. I guarantee that. I really appreciate the time you gave me. This is just the first of many, I would say.
Definitely. We're going to be at the Moore together.
That'd be great, man. You have no idea. I got big plans for you, as myself as well. But I want you to give any shout outs if you'd like to give anybody some shout outs.
Oh, gosh. I like to give Rhythm City a big shout out.
Yeah.
Rhythm City is a cable show in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
My stepbrother Mark is the host of that show, and he's doing big things down there trying to highlight unsigned artists.
Okay, is there a way they can get in contact with him if they want to get on the show?
Yes, I'm trying to. I think his MySpace is just Rhythm City.
Uh-huh.
But if for some reason it isn't Rhythm City, they can definitely go to the Poison Ivy MySpace page, and he's one of the top friends.
Okay, Poison Ivy got us a rap.
Poison Ivy got us a rap.
And that's at MySpace.
At MySpace. And check out her top friends. Most of her top friends are people who are making things happen. You know, Jack Frost,
yeah.
Week Out Productions, want to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
And definitely Rhythm City and Two Thirds.
Okay. So do you want to, the album that you guys are putting together, you want that to be released on a major label, right? I would tell you.
I would like it to be released on a major label.
Yeah.
At this point in time, we're talking, you know, we're dealing with some distribution deals. So it may come out on an independent label, which it may be under my second company, Get Ends Records.
Okay. How you spell that?
G-E-T.
Yeah.
And then Ends, E-N-D-Z.
Okay.
Get Ends. We're trying to get paid.
I feel that.
So it just may come out on that.
Okay, you're so modest. You're kind of quiet and calm about all this. You know, I'm trying to get all this information about you. You just hit me with a few different things, like you got other company and this and this and that, you know, that you're working on. So.
Yeah, well, I did a couple of, doing business as. Because actually Maximum Entertainment Group is actually Maximum Entertainment and Management Group.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to limit myself to just entertainment. I'm looking forward to managing all types of artists or athletes, who may need representation. Because I guess the one thing that I was really focused on is there's so many young people who have so much talent, and they're coming out of, you know, our inner cities and from areas where they may not have anyone in their family that they could trust or who understand, you know, reading these contracts and negotiating. And I definitely have nothing to gain from some of this, because at this point, until these artists are signed, Maximum Entertainment pays all the bills.
Right.
I mean, I'm funding these things myself. I just want to see them succeed.
Right.
You know, and I don't succeed until they do. But I'm just willing to help them realize their goals when they probably would have had, you know, much harder time. I'm not, you know, charging them to sign up with me.
Right.
That's why I'm really selective about
who I deal with,
who I represent, because I want to be able to support all the artists 100% financially and emotionally so they can achieve their goals. And, you know, and at this point, it's me with I have a team of people that I work with who have their own companies, and we kind of, you know, help each other.
Yep.
But for the most part, I'm one person who's on the hustle every day. But I love it. I love the hustle. So.
Yeah.
This is life for me.
Yeah.
Plus, I have a full-time job.
Okay.
So.
You're definitely a busy lady.
Very.
Very busy. That's a good thing. It's paying off, and it will continue. Just keep with it, like you told me.
Oh, I will.
I think you got all the assets. It's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. You never can be too sure, but I believe as long as you keep working on something, it'll work out.
Yes.
for sure. But like I said, I really appreciate your time.
Well, I thank you. I appreciate your time and for allowing me to come on your show.
Oh, it's all good, you know.
Nice. Well, I really appreciate the love that you're showing us.
That's cool.
Really,
it's my pleasure. It's my job. It's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, people confuse that. I think they got all these other jealous endeavors, ideas involved, or just twisted trains of thought. This is
right.
Business, you know. We're supposed to be working, getting that money.
Yes, we should. And we will.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't mess with our paper.
Yeah, man. Serious about that.
Yeah.
Real crucial. All right, so what you about to do?
I am about to get myself started for the day.
Oh,
I know today is halfway over, but...